You can get caned in school for bullying in Singapore, but only if you're a boy. Girls who commit the same offences can still be suspended, detained or counselled, just not caned. That's the rule, and it's raising a bigger question. If boys and girls can commit the same offence, why is the punishment different? Under MOE guidelines, caning is used only in serious cases, things like bullying or repeated misconduct. It's tightly controlled, approved by principals, and meant as a last resort. But for some parents, only caning boys just doesn't sit right. Because if we say boys and girls are equal, shouldn't they face the same consequences? But here's where things get complicated. Some who grew up with the cane say that it works, at least on the surface. You don't forget the pain and you don't repeat the mistakes. But others say that's not the full story. It may stop the behaviour but not change it. And not only that, corporal punishment can result in negative long-term effects such as increased aggression, anxiety and difficulties with emotional regulation. Some have also shared from past experiences that the extra punishment just made them more secretive and better at not being caught. According to another expert, what matters more is what comes after the punishment and whether the lesson becomes one of fear or growth. So what is the real issue here? If only boys are caned, then the message may be that accountability looks different depending on who you are. But if caning doesn't change behaviour either, then maybe the question isn't just whether caning is fair. It's whether the punishment works at all.